We turn now to Tripoli, where we're going to hear about the first Libyan Jew to return from exile after the ouster of Muammar Gaddafi. David Jerby is a 56-year-old psychoanalyst. He fled to Italy with his family when Gaddafi expelled Libya's Jewish population after the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Now, back in his homeland, Jerby is receiving death threats, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
David Jerby went to the old Jewish synagogue today to pray and organize its cleanup. The still grand building with its soaring arches and butter-colored walls is filled with garbage and rubble. He said he'd been given permission by the local cleric in the area and by members of the National Transitional Council to undertake restoration of the house of worship. But his two-day-old attempt ended abruptly. So I'm standing in front of the old synagogue in what was the old Jewish quarter of Tripoli. And right now, a crowd has gathered outside. There are armed men, and they say that they are here for David's protection. But they are going to be asking him to leave.
The building is not safe. The area is not safe. And there's a lot of people armed, and you don't know what happens. So the best thing for him is to leave.
Hadi Balazi is among those outside the synagogue. It's tense. His son Haitham, who's there with him, agrees.
It's not the right time for this.
Why?
Because, you know, it's a very sensitive matter. We appreciate having different religions, Jews and everything in our country. We want that, but not at this time.
The Jewish community in Libya dates back thousands of years. Most of the Jewish population, though, left after the State of Israel was established. Several hundred were still living here until Gaddafi expelled them and confiscated their property in the late 1960s. There were no Jews left in Libya, and there is widespread anti-Semitism here. Calling someone a Jew is considered a serious insult. David Jerby came back to Libya, though, fighting with the rebels and earning himself the nickname the Revolutionary Jew for his efforts. He's the first Libyan Jew to return here, but he had hoped he wouldn't be the last. He emerged from the synagogue today, his prayers interrupted.
They told me that if I'm not leaving now, they will come and they're gonna kill you. They're gonna kill me because they don't want the Jewish here.
As he's talking, his security guard hustles him away, afraid for his life.
Yes, let's go right now.
I'm scared only of God. If I have to die in this moment, I die.
As he walks down the street, people turn to look at him. Wearing a yarmulke and a Star of David pendant, he's hardly inconspicuous. One man confides he's never seen someone Jewish before. David Jerby's presence here and his quest for recognition is a test for the nascent Libyan leadership, whose sponsors in the international community will be watching closely to see how a Jewish Libyan is treated. But a spokesman for the National Transitional Council, Jalal El Galal, says that contrary to what David Jerby claims, he did not have the authorization of the NTC to restore the synagogue, and he blames it for what happened.
It is an illegal act because he has not taken any permission from anybody. I think it's a very sensitive issue at a very critical time. You're inciting something, going about it through improper channels. And it's obviously you're going to incite a reaction.
Back on Tripoli streets, David Jerby says he won't leave.
It's enough of this. This is old. This is the old persecution. This thousand of years that they always need to kick out the Jew. And now they throw me out again. I don't accept this anymore.
He enters his hotel, the synagogue he had hoped to restore, again out of his reach. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.